Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
By the way, there's no truth to the rumor that the reason I'm in here for Mike Valenti is that he was suffering from massive problems after Wyatt Langford hit a grand slam walk-off to beat his Yankees last night.
It's funny. Because every now and then, I did wonder how he felt about that. I didn't text him. I left it alone. Yeah. I figured this was on that do not call list.
Yeah.
Because he was all up in his feelings. It was Wyatt Langford, but it was a walk-off with Grand Slam to beat his Yankees.
Yeah.
I don't know how I left it alone. I'm like, you know what?
I know.
Maybe he's packing. I'm not going to bother him about that. I'm not going to be that guy. But that was – Dave is calling him right now.
No.
Dave is calling – so, Mike.
It's funny because David, in the beginning of the show, we talked about, you know, what event would you really like to see if you could have a favorable outcome, whether it's Michigan beating Texas, the Lions beating the Rams, or the Tigers sweeping the A's and coming back home, you know, within three games, basically the wild card. And it just reminded me, I was on the East Coast for about 10 days. And being in Philly and New York, where all they're talking about, I mean, obviously they're talking about the Eagles and the Jets in New York a little bit. The Giants, unfortunately, suck. But for those people like Mike, those people. But you forget how fun a pennant race is. Every game. I mean, I got to Philly on a Tuesday. And you'd think that they're the worst baseball team of all time because they were a little bit of a slump. This Harper stinks. Schwarber can't do anything. And then the Braves come in and they, sorry, Rico, they did win 3 out of 4 from the Braves. And all of a sudden, they're great again. They're great. And it's like, that's the ups and downs.
That's why I hate the Phillies.
Yeah, well, that's the up, they're loud. It's the ups and downs of a pennant race that we miss. So I get what you're saying. It would be fun, but it also would be agita on every pitch.
Yeah. But that's what we sign up for when it's April in the D. We want to see meaningful baseball in September.
Yes.
All right. We asked a question earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can use the Odyssey Rewind, of which you could guarantee one thing would happen. You could either get the Tigers to win and sweep the A's, Michigan beats Texas, or the Lions beat the Rams. You can only watch one. The guaranteed outcome that you want happens. The other two... that's up for luck and debate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed that, you can use the Odyssey Rewind. I do want to focus in on the Lions, though, Stoney. Lions management has made no bones about it. They've come out and said it's Super Bowl or bust. They're not afraid of saying Super Bowl. They're not afraid of it at all. As a matter of fact, they're embracing it. They're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. A lot. They're the sexy, trendy pick. Lions to win the Super Bowl. Look at everything that they have. The only problem with it is, if you don't win the Super Bowl, then what? Was your season a disappointment? Was your season not successful? Because when you that's high standard. And to me, there's really only one team that can set that standard in the NFL. That's Kansas City.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Kansas City is the only team.
And maybe it's changed with me as I've gotten, you know, older, not necessarily wiser. But this whole fail, you know, if they don't win the championship, they don't get the Super Bowl, it's a bust. If they would go, they could, you know, go 13-4, as John said, 14-3, and win a couple of playoff games and lose the NFC championship. Yeah, it would suck.
You can go to 14-3 and you're the Green Bay Packers and you lose in the first round
right.
of the playoffs.
Right.
What did 14-3 do for you?
It doesn't do
nothing.
But to sit there and say it's a, all the highs and all that kind of stuff, it's to me, that stuff
but
is...
But you get the ultimate low by losing in the playoffs.
I know.
No, you get the ultimate low.
I understand that.
See, here's the thing. Not that anybody asked me, but people were like, weren't you disappointed that the Niners lost? I was like, no. Because for me, the goal was you got to make the Super Bowl.
That to me should
now,
be the goal.
Kyle Shanahan screwed it up in overtime, but you have to make it. They did. They played a historic game. It wasn't pretty, but and they lost to Patrick Mahomes.
If the Lions do not make the Super Bowl, I will be very disappointed, assuming the season takes the progression that we expect. But they don't. But to me, they don't have to win it. I just want to see a team improve. Now, the following year, they have to win it.
No,
because I'm taking it one step at a time.
I'm glad you said that, Stoney, because I'm going to ask you, the listeners out there, you Lions fans, you're listening. I know you are. Stoney said, if they make the Super Bowl and they lose, season still a success. Mm-hmm. Because when you say Super Bowl or bust, that means that anything less is a bust, okay? My question to you, at what point in the season is it a success no matter what? Stoney says, if the Lions make it to the Super Bowl and they lose, you don't want them to, but if they lose, you still look at it as great season.
Mm-hmm.
Great season. Wasn't the desired outcome, but damn proud of these guys. What's that point for you, Lions fans? At what point in the season is it a success, no matter what, that it becomes house money? After this point, man, I don't really care what happens. 248-539-9797.
There is nothing like being a football fan, as you have witnessed a few times in your life, more than a few. When your favorite team at the time gets introduced or takes the field of the Super Bowl for the first, it's just there's something. And when I was more of an Eagle fan than before I moved here, it's incredible the feeling you get when your team is in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you lose and it sucks. I remember the first one the Eagles got to, they lost, they got killed by the Raiders. It sucked and all that stuff. And I'm usually a pessimist. I thought for sure they were going to win. It sucked, but just seeing them on the field, coming out of the tunnel at the Super Bowl, we have no idea. We've never even come close to seeing it. Well, we came close last year. You don't understand what I'm saying, though. It's something you've never seen before, and that, to me, is worth everything.
248-539-9797. At what point in the season does it become house money that no matter what they do, it is deemed a success? For me, I'm going to say this. I know it's Super Bowl or bust, but I do know a lot of luck takes place. It's the NFC Championship game. You have to make it back. Making it back to the NFC Championship game means that last year was not a fluke.
Oh, right. That's
last
for sure.
Year was not a one-off type of thing, and now you're going to fade into obscurity.
Well, I think if they win the division, it proves that the season last year was not a fluke.
See, I don't even think the division means anything. Because you know this, is it, when you're good,
yes.
Who cares who won
True.
The division?
But,
it's how far you made it in the playoffs.
But when you have a history like the Lions, the fact that they could come up with back-to-back seasons where they'd win the division means something. Here.
No,
because many people never thought they'd even see that.
It shouldn't.
Kenny, did you ever think you'd see the Lions win the division 2 years in a row?
It's been ingrained into my brain since I was a small child watching Joey Harrington. This team's never going to win anything.
Okay, so that means something. It's not, obviously it's not everything, but it means something.
So at what point is it failure? At what point is it, you know what? It still was a good season, even though they made it this far. Because, look, it takes some luck to win the Super Bowl. if you look at everything,
oh,
you
yes.
look at what Kansas City and the stuff that had to happen, and the Niners linebacker basically didn't popping his Achilles, running out on the field celebrating right before the half.
Like, well, the year before, if they didn't call that questionable penalty on the Eagles for holding, hey, Hurts might have had a chance to take him down the field and win that game.
So can you make it back to the NFC title game? Or, heck, I saw the Niners. It's the reason why you have the emergency quarterback. When they literally pulled the hot dog vendor out against the Eagles.
If Tart doesn't drop the ball against the Rams, you go to the Super Bowl, right?
That's true. So it takes luck. So therefore, that's why I'm like, Super Bowl or bust? No. To me, you make it to the NFC Championship game, win or lose, successful
now,
season.
Now, is that every year or does it stop after two? Like, if they would go this year.
Oh, 3 years in a row? Yeah. Okay, then, yeah, it gets amped up.
Right.
But for me, this coming season.
That's fair.
NFC Championship game, if you're a Lions fan, that's what I see.
That's fair.
I know it's not the Super Bowl, but it means you're for real. You're legitimate. You didn't fall off the way the Eagles fell off.
I'd be disappointed, but it certainly wouldn't be a major failure in my mind.
So 248-539-9797. Get your phone calls, your ticket text next. 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'll say this. A lot of people right now are saying, hey, what's going to be the Lions record? I don't care. I really don't. Because you could have a great record and get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. It's meaningless. My question to you is this. Which game is it that they make it to in the playoffs that you say, you know what? Damn good season. I don't care what happens next. I could appreciate what this team did. Now, management is saying Super Bowl or bust. Meaning if you don't win the Super Bowl, season's failure. That comes with the bust. That's not me being a hater.
No, I know. Well, you know, the problem with that is I remember Matt Patricia saying the same thing when he was here with the Lions. He goes, 31 teams, it's a failure if you don't win at all.
Yeah. But realistically speaking, if you're a fan, yes, you want to see your team win the Super Bowl. But at what point are you saying, guys, it still was a successful season, even though we didn't win it all? We made it to this game. I want to know, what is that game? It could be we won the division. You could say we won 13 games. You could say we made, for me, you make it to the NFC title game. After that, it's house money.
If you're one of the final four, it can be a coin flip, right?
Yeah. I mean, think about the last four teams last year. You could have made a case for all four to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You had Lamar and the Ravens. Okay, he was the MVP. You had the Lions, the up-and-coming team. You had the Niners. Okay, they could have won. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Defending champs who overcame the fact that they were 11-6 in the regular season.
And had to go on the road to play. So making it to the NFC title game, that's where it is for me. No matter what happens after that for the Lions, I deem it a success.
Yes.
You don't have to win the Super Bowl. But my question to you, 248-539-9797, what do you deem a successful season to be? At what point in the season do you shake your head and say, I don't care what happens after this point. I'm proud of this team. They made it this far. And you know what, guys? You can say it's the Super Bowl, and if it's not, then I don't care. We're a bunch of losers, and nobody cares.
Unless you win the Super Bowl, especially when you're a good team, you're going to be disappointed no matter where the season ends.
And you'll remember everything. You'll remember your Jaquiski tart. You will remember you'll remember the play that kept you from winning it all.
Correct.
I promise you, it will haunt you in your sleep.
Right.
David, any ticket text when we get to the phone lines?
If the Lions get the one seed in the NFC, that would be a success regardless if we win the Super Bowl.
So one seed. Okay.
One seed. I personally think whatever two teams make it to the Super Bowl is a successful season without a doubt, whether they win or lose. So he's also saying Super Bowl.
So making it, not necessarily winning it, but making it. Okay, I can roll with that. But like I said, man, it takes luck. That's to make it to the Final Four, those are normally the four best teams. You can't fluke your way all the way there. But go ahead.
Win division and playoff game. I'm a simple man. Show me consistency, he says.
Okay.
I'd be more than happy if they make it to the NFC Championship game again. Success for me would be the Lions getting back to the NFC Championship game and winning. So that's making the Super Bowl.
You got to make the Super Bowl.
Look, everybody, the bottom line is people want to see meaningful games in January.
Okay. One more, David, then we get to the phone line.
This one's related. This one's to you, Rico. From Greg from Taylor says, wow, only Kansas City can plan on a Super Bowl wrong. 49ers and the Lions are in the same club as Kansas City.
Well, they're good enough to beat them, but
see, here's the thing. The 49ers can, the Lions can. I said it. Here's why. 49ers have been to the Super Bowl a bunch of times. They did not win it. So making it to the Super Bowl is different because, as we said before, Stoney, you make it a bunch of times, you don't win, now you're the old Buffalo Bills.
Right, and there are a lot of people who believe, whether you do or not, Rico, being a fan, that if they don't win it or at least get back to the Super Bowl, Shanahan and Lynch, days are numbered.
They are spending a ton of money on these free agents, and if they they're in Super Bowl or bust mode.
Right.
Because they still have to pay Purdy. So, yes, the Lions, I can't say Super Bowl. I think Lions fans... You made it there. Show me you can make it back. Now, if you get to the Super Bowl, great. But I can't sit here and be like, oh, if you don't make the Super Bowl, if you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bust. No, only certain teams can do that, and you're not one of them yet. You make it to the NFC title game. You make it to the Super Bowl. You're putting yourself in that category. I can't put you in that category yet.
Well, see, and I'm glad you brought up the Buffalo Bills in you talk about the category. There's a lot of Lions fans texting saying, well, I don't want them to become the Buffalo Bills of the 90s. Well,
Get there!
Thank you.
Get there. I used to have this argument with Bill Slap You-Know-What Ortiz. He said, I'd rather never have gone than lose four in a row. Bull crap!
The Lions fans can't say that right now. They've never gone.
Right.
Go to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. Yeah, it sucks to sit there and watch another team win.
But you got
to
go.
But you made it there. So that's what I'm telling Lions fans, it's not a birthright. It's not a given because quickly things can fall apart. Once again, look at the Eagles last year. They looked like they were about to win the Super Bowl, and then they were bounced early.
Yes. When was the last time the precious Dallas Cowboys have been back?
So, I get it. 248-539-9797. One more, David, and then we go into the line.
Need at least to make the divisional round. First round exit, missing the playoffs entirely is a failure.
Oh, well, they don't make the playoffs. I mean,
even Mr. Happy Me would say that's a major, major failure.
Yeah, if they don't make the playoffs. If you lose in a divisional round, your season's a failure. Okay? It is.
Yeah.
Your season's a failure. Congratulations.
Yes.
You're the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hype, because this year has a lot of hype to it, and you didn't deliver.
It's weird, the hype, because I've been watching a lot of the, you know, get-ups and those types of shows. The hype has been basically, the Lions are one of the top four or five teams, but as far as conversation about them, nobody's talking about them. It's really weird, because they have no controversy.
Yeah. They're almost.
It's all the Jets. It's, you know, the 49ers.
They're almost too good.
It's the Cowboys.
The Bengals dealing with their contract stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the, you know, the smart kid who's on the honor roll.
Right.
It's no problem. You just you show up to class. You help your neighbor take out her garbage. Yeah, that's the Lions right now.
But you know what happens sometimes? That giant problem all of a sudden comes up that you never thought. And the Lions may have a problem. They may have a problem. I think they have a problem.
There's David being a hater.
Uh-oh. What's the problem?
The defensive line. They have no one opposite of Aiden Hutchinson.
You're not. You don't have your Marcus Davenport jersey, huh?
That's me today. I'm the deflator.
I know. Your kids aren't into Marcus Davenport yet?
No. Who is?
I know. Never seen him healthy for a whole season, so I don't know.
So, Lions fans, what is that point? Season it will be a success no matter what. Is it the Super Bowl or can it be the NFC title game? Is it winning the division? As one ticket texter said, the number one seed. We'll get all your phone calls next. 97.1. All right, straight to the phone lines. Lions fans want to know, at what point is the season a success no matter what? Brad Holmes came out and said, is Super Bowl or bust? Do you feel that same way? Or is it another point in the season where you're like, you know what? This team was successful and it's house money after that. I don't care. You want them to win the Super Bowl, but if they lose, you're okay with that. Let's go to the phone lines, Stoney. Stan, you're on 97.1.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Stan.
You know, the statement you just said that Brad Holmes said, Super Bowl or bust?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that could be taken a couple ways. It could be all we got to do is make it there because it's a step further than what we did last year. Therefore, the season could be a success. And I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from different bosses I've had that were from different cities. And they, you know, they send me a little cartoon that says it's got a father lion and a little lion cub on the top of a mountain looking down at the Super Bowl. And the son asked the father, what's that? And he says, we don't know. We're Lions. Because we've never been. So all we got to do is get there, and it's a success.
So getting to the Super Bowl, Stan, for you, success.
It's a step further.
Yeah.
It's a success.
I agree.
Okay.
We've never been.
Thanks, Stan. Is getting to the Super Bowl, obviously it's bigger because it's football, equivalent to making the Final Four in basketball, in college basketball?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just say, we won to the Final Four. It's the greatest thing in the world. And it's like, okay, yeah, we won, we lost. Who cares? We got to the Final Four.
Stoney, I think it is because it's called the road to the Final Four. It's not called the road to the national championship.
Right.
I've had this argument with your guy, Rob Parker, many times. Oh, you were losing. Like,
I know.
Dude, it's called the road to the Final Four.
He doesn't understand college athletics.
That's so, yeah, and to get to the Final Four, a lot of luck takes place, a lot of who you play, who you didn't play, who got upset before you were supposed to play them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of luck to get there. So, yes, I do think that it is the equivalent that you made it into the club. Now, if you win the title, well, now you get behind the velvet rope. You're in the VIP room.
Right.
Same with the Super Bowl. You made the Super Bowl. I mean, the Lions are what? One of what? Three teams?
Lions, Jacksonville, Houston, and
the New Browns.
The Browns.
That never made it.
It's unbelievable.
Okay?
Well, actually, it's not. But you know.
I mean, think about it. The club is the NFL, except for you're not a part of that club.
Right.
And two of the teams that you share that with, yeah, they're new.
Correct.
They have a reason why.
Well, Carolina even got there before
you. I was about
to
say, a new team has made it.
Carolina.
Carolina's been there, what, twice?
Yes.
Yes. They lost both times, but we know
that
they
made it.
Yes. With Cam Newton and Jake Delhomme.
Yes, I was, yeah.
That's one of the most underrated Super Bowls ever. When the Panthers lost to the Patriots, that was a great game.
It was. It ended up being a great game.
Great second
surprise.
Half,
especially. But let me say this about what you all just talked about, because unless your team, you talk about the Final Four, unless your team like North Carolina back in the day that won here in Detroit, stacked team, that's a disappointment if you don't win it. Now, my question is, are the Lions that stacked team to where you could be disappointed if they don't win it? I would say no.
See, I don't think there's ahead, Stoney.
Yeah, they're not as stacked as, you know, to make that analogy of a North Carolina team or even maybe the Niners.
Correct.
You can argue the quarterback, but yes.
You're not stacked because you're stacked on one side of the ball.
Right.
The other side of the ball, you're talking about youth. You're talking about new corners. You're talking about a lot of inexperience and a defense that just wasn't that good.
Right. And,
okay?
you're hoping that the veteran that you brought in can stay healthy. Because if he does, I'm talking to DJ Reader, of course, then you got something.
That's the thing. So, no, I can't say they're stacked, because when you're stacked, you got it on both sides.
Correct.
It's like, okay, this is one of those once-in-a-lifetime teams that anything less than winning a Super Bowl is disappointing.
And that's why it leans me in the direction of agreeing with both of you, is that, you know what? Just get there, because it's the next step.
Right.
Because you've made the Final Four, so now you want to get back and you want to make it to the championship game.
And whether the game is here in Detroit or wherever you play it, you just want to be in that Final Four spot. Anything after that.
Well, if you're home, you got to win. You know, if you're playing the NFC Championship game at home, you better freaking win that game.
It still boils down to luck.
I know. Weird
things can happen.
Yes, they can.
You never know. So, yeah, if you make it back, it says that you were good enough. You weren't a fluke. You weren't a flash in the pan. You have some sustainability that, you know, you weren't that team that just got good for 1 year.
Right.
And then fell off. It's like if all of a sudden the Texans just go into the tank, then last year was an aberration.
Right.
And we're sitting here saying, oh, look at what the Texans are doing. Look at this. If the Packers fall off, well, you know what? We all thought that they were going to be here for a while. Really, they were one trick pony.
Correct.
That was it. They had their one hit. And then they went away. It was, don't worry, be happy. And then that's it. We all got sick of it. Oops. Omar lost him. Okay. My bad.
Omar,
call back. That was my fault. 248-539-9797. Where's that point that if you're a Lions fan, it's a great season no matter what? David, what you got?
Our division got better. So a division championship followed by getting to the NFC championship game. Just be consistent.
See, I would say as much as Stoney, you think the NFC title. No, you would take the NFC championship game over division title every day twice on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Winning the division, good. But you want to make it to the NFC title game. Now, that means you're going to be on the road, but that doesn't matter because you made it there. All right, let's go back. Omar, my bad. You're on 97.1.
Hey, no problem. Good show today.
Thank you.
So I got a different look on this. Now, if they make it back to where they were with the NFC championship and lose with the same record, I wouldn't be disappointed because – I'm looking at their schedule from last year compared to what they got scheduled this year. They got one of the toughest schedules in the league this year. Because mostly everybody that they're playing, I'll say out of the 17 games they're playing, I'd say about 15 of those teams were all playoff teams from the previous two or three years. So if they get back with the same record and the same results, I wouldn't be disappointed. But they need to make a big free agent signing in order for me to feel satisfied that they can get back to the next step.
You're talking about next offseason? You're talking about free agent?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if the midseason when they do the
trade deadline,
whatever, I'm going to pick up somebody off the waiver. Now, Jamar Chase haven't even signed with his team, so he's still just floating around. I guess I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, he showed up at practice today. Look,
won't be able to afford him.
Well, you know, as great as he is, that's not their main problem.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they still missing two key pieces. One, like they said, they still need a superstar pass rusher if they can get one. And they need another receiver to complement Amon St. Brown. I know everybody's putting their chips all on J-Mo to do a little bit better this year, but I mean, he's got to bulk up. He just so
okay. Look, so, I'm trying to be nice here, but they do have Aiden, and they still have J-Mo. What are you talking about?
No, that's what I'm saying. With J-Mo, he's still on the radar. You know, he's a fast receiver, but. How do I know if he's going to tear his ACL? I'm not wishing no injury.
Well, anyone can do that. No.
Yeah, your better argument is he's still unproven, because he is. He's still unproven. We think he's going to be really freaking good, but he still is unproven. Yeah. And Hutch, whether you want to call him a superstar pass rusher or not, that's debatable. He's trending towards that going into year three. But you need somebody on the other side of him.
Why are Lions fans so hung up with record and schedule? Because I really don't care.
Kenny,
they could win 11 games. They could win 10 games. As long as you're there and you're in the NFC Championship game and you win that game, you could win 11 games. It doesn't matter to me.
The Chiefs won 11 games.
And that, to me, is the sign that you've turned that last page and you're a real contender. You don't care what your record is. Yeah, it's nice to win a division. Yeah, it's nice to get the number one seed. But you know what? If we don't, we put ourselves in this position. Let's go out here and let's win this game. That's why I said, to me, everybody's doing the prediction game.
It's irrelevant. Who didn't cares? Didn't you pick them to win like 11 games and they were trying to hit you with a chair?
Yes, 11 games. And you could be, their record could be worse than it was last year and they could still be a better team.
Yeah.
It's not all about the record. As long as that record gets you to the playoffs.
But you know, they're going to be 13-4. They're going to be... Well, Jansen has them at 14-3.
Oh, great.
Okay, but here's the beauty of that. You're 14-3. You play first game because now you've sat out for 2 weeks. You haven't played. You're rusty. And you fall flat on your face right here at home. Because I've seen it happen before.
Oh, I know.
So this is one where it doesn't matter. NFC title game, to me, that means you've arrived. And yeah, it's disappointing, but you know what? The season is still a success. That's how I see it. Little college football, a little pro football.
Do some pro football.
Talk a little pro football. If you want to still comment on this, 248-539-9797. We'll be back. 97.1.
We have breaking NFL news here, ladies and gentlemen. Another sign of the apocalypse. Bill Belichick has officially announced he's joined Instagram, which he, of course, called InstaFace a few years ago. Bill Belichick on Instagram. Oh, but the next thing you know, he'll have a 24-year-old girlfriend. Oh, he does. Okay. That was on McAfee today.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
Just trying to stay relevant, yep. I guess. David... Let's talk a little NFL.
Well, I guess that's fitting. Bill Belichick is on InstaFace now, so we're going to do some bold predictions for the upcoming NFL season. That one, I had no idea, would be on the list. Okay, so let's start in the NFC with a couple here. Kyler Murray goes over 4,000 yards. Significant because he finished just shy of 4,000 yards passing in any of his years that he started. This happened to be his first 2 years where he did that. So now with Marvin Harrison Jr., will he get over 4,000 yards?
I absolutely think so, David. Especially because they're not a bad team. They just can't hold on to the victory. They remind me a lot of what the Lions used to be, where for three quarters or three and a half quarters of the game, they're winning. And then somehow they find a way to shoot themselves in the foot. Plus, you now have a legitimate wide receiver out there. Yes, I think that so long as he stays healthy, which I think he will, that he will get that number.
And their other wide receiver is not terrible, Michael Wilson. And they have a decent running back, obviously, in Connor, who they will pass the ball to occasionally out of the backfield. I think he's going to have a terrific year. And in a weird way, I think the fact that Cliff Kingsbury's not there will help him in the long run.
Yeah.
Another NFC one. The Washington Commanders will finish second in their division.
I love me some Dan Quinn. I think they're a year away from that, but I think they are headed in the right direction. They have legitimate ownership right now. Like I said, I love the coach. Wasn't crazy about what the Dotson trade was from their perspective. But yeah, they just have to shore up the defense in the next year. But I think they're a year away from that.
I think they're third. As much as I don't like the Cowboys, I think the Cowboys have too much talent to finish third.
Mm-hmm.
They'll finish second. The Commanders are trendy. You know what? I think the Commanders, Tony, are getting a lot of love because people are thinking, oh, they could be like the Texans were last year and just came out of nowhere. And you got a lot of people.
Quarterback,
you got a lot of people who want to seem smart because they didn't pick the Texans last year. So I'm going to pick the Commanders this year and get ahead of the curve. No, not going to happen.
Let's go over to the AFC, the Jacksonville Jags. Trevor Lawrence achieves a 4,500-yard passing season. Now, he has thrown for just over 4,500 passing yards in each of the past two seasons, but he just lost Ridley. Will he do it?
Not 4,500. I think that's a bit steep, to be quite honest with you.
And I don't know if he stays healthy the entire season to get there. David, he's... I don't wish any ill will on any quarterback, but he just always seems to go down for a couple games. So, no, I don't think that it's going to happen.
Look, they lost Ridley, but he did get Brian Thomas Jr. Christian Kirk, although he's questionable for this week, is really good. And they got what's-his-face Davis from Buffalo. So I think he has more weapons than he might have had last year. But you're right. He's becoming one of those, I don't know why, but he always gets injured, guys.
Mm-hmm. Lot of hype. He's kind of like Clemson. Go ahead. Oh, where do you play? Clemson.
Let's do another one in the AFC. For the New England Patriots, Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, rookie wide receivers, will combine for 1,500 receiving yards. Now, in order for that to happen, that would mean they're likely both in the top eight in receiving yards for rookies this season.
I think it's possible because they're going to be behind in so many games that no matter who the quarterback is, whether it's Brissett or when they bring Drake May into the starting lineup, they're going to be passing the ball a lot. So I think that's possible.
Stoney makes a great case. It is possible. I think New England may be one of the worst teams ever.
Ever?
This New England team. This New England team could flirt with the Lions and the Browns.
I wouldn't go that far, but they are good. They are the worst team in the league. I'll grant you that.
I mean, your best defensive player doesn't want to be. It's just, yeah, I see a lot of disaster. I think the credit card bill is due.
Oh,
they made a deal with the devil, The devil has now come back to claim.
Yeah.
And they look awful right now. I'll say yes, David, because somebody's got to catch the ball. I'll say yes because Stoney's right. They're going to be behind in so many games. But I guess if you're doing fantasy, pick them up as your second or third receiver, sure.
Back to the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons. The team will rank top five in offense this season.
They could. I mean, they certainly have the weapons. I mean, if Cousins stays healthy, and even if he doesn't, your guy Penix coming in, I think Bijan is going to show that this why he was the number one running back selected last year. Kyle Pitts is ready to have a real legitimate breakout year, among other things. And Drake London's pretty damn good, too. So, yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
I'm going to say yes. They remind me a lot of the Lions last year, where nobody really believed in the team. They had young pieces. Could this work? I don't know. Fired their OC, brought in somebody new who knew what they were doing, and then all of a sudden,
they fired the head coach.
You know, right. Well, I'm just saying, yeah. And they changed it up and said, hey, we got all these pieces that we drafted. Yeah. Why are they just doorstops?
Right. The difference between them and the Lions is on the other side of the ball, what they did, with what Judon and Simmons, right? No, Judon went to Tennessee. No, Judon went to the Falcons.
Judon got traded to the Falcons.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah, okay.
So, yes, I do think that they can have one of the best offenses because Cousins just has to kind of be like Goff, has to be like Purdy. Don't do anything stupid. Don't throw interceptions. Lean on your talent. And if not, just punt the ball. You'll get it right back.
Next one in the NFC. Micah Parsons gets a 20-sack season.
No, I think 20 is too much. And I love Micah Parsons. I was one of those who thought the Lions should have taken him instead of Penei Sewell. And also, I thought they should have made the trade with Carolina so they could have gotten both of them, actually, in the draft. And who knows who the Lions quarterback would be right now, but that's a whole different story. I just think 20 is a little rich.
I don't. I think that he could achieve that. I like how they use him. I like how they move him around. He's just that guy that goes after the ball.
Don't forget now, this works both ways here. It could be against my prediction for yours or vice versa. It's not Dan Quinn anymore. It's Mike Zimmer. So we'll have to see how he's going to be used.
Okay. And unpopular opinion, I still would rather have him here over Sewell. I'm sorry. I said it. He's okay. That good. Both will be first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yes.
But Micah Parsons is him.
One point here that helps you, Rico, regarding Micah Parsons is he's looking for a contract.
Right, that's true. Yeah. Contract
so
here.
That does help. Last one, Cincinnati Bengals. As a team, they achieved the best record in the NFL.
No way. It's that simple. They lost Reader. Look, I know Burrow's back. You have their receiver. I mean, Chase, yeah, he's a contract year, so he might be really good, but there's a little attitude going on with that team. No, I'm going to say no way.
I'm going to say no. I haven't seen their schedule, but I'm going to say no simply for the fact of the division that they play in, a lot of games outside. No. I think they'll be good.
Well, they will win their first game. They play the Patriots.
Yes. Let me see. The Chiefs, Commanders, Ravens. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, they got the Giants. Okay, that's winnable. The Raiders, Chargers. No, I don't think that they will have the best record. No, I don't. Because they finish off the year, David, with your Steelers twice in 3 weeks. And I think at that point, I know you're low on your Steelers, but I think they'll have the fix. Russell will be gone.
Justin Fields will be in there, yeah.
Justin will be in there. Either that or you're playing for the number one pick in the draft.
Which is also possible.
It's also possible.
That is in football today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.